嗨，朋友，别来无恙，我是 Sally， 欢迎收听为你读英语美文。本节目特意为了听友萌爪奶猫和我实习时教过的学生而录制，如果没有你们就没有这期节目。另外做这期节目是因为我喜欢秋天，每个上完课的黄昏，我都要在银杏树下站一会儿，金黄的叶子铺了厚厚一地，有无以言喻的静谧与纯粹。我喜欢这样干净利落绝无旁枝的美。这首初秋之歌送给大家。Song at the Beginning of Autumn by Elizabeth Jennings. Now, watch this autumn that arises in smells. All looks like summer still. Colors are quite unchanged. The air on green and white serenely thrives. Heavy the trees with growth and fold fills. Flowers flourish everywhere.Proust, who collected time within a child's cake, will understand the ambiguity of this. Summer, still raging, while a thin column of smoke stirs from the land, proving that autumn grows for us. But every season is a kind of rich nostalgia. We give names, autumn and summer, winter, spring.Are still to unfasten from the mind our moods and give them our forms. We want a certain solid thing. But I am carried back against my will to a childhood where autumn is bonfires, marbles, smoke. I lean against my window fenced from evocations in the air. When I said autumnAutumn broke. 初秋之歌，伊丽莎白·詹宁斯，树淡淡意。看这个秋天在气味中到来，一切还像是夏天，颜色完全没改变，空气在绿色和白色上清澈的生长，树荫变得沉淀，田野丰满，花儿处处开放。普鲁斯特曾将时间采集在孩子的蛋糕里，他会理解这一种暧昧。夏天仍气势汹汹，而一缕细烟正从大地上升起，证明秋天正向我们摸寻。但每个季节都是一种浓郁的怀旧，我们给它们命名，秋天和夏天，冬天，春天，仿佛为了从精神上松开我们的情绪，并赋予它们外在的形式，我们想要确定牢固的东西。但我被带回童年，这并非我愿。在那里，秋天是篝火、弹子球、烟雾，我靠在我的窗边，被空气中的回忆围困。当我说着秋天，秋天碎了。